just walking down a cycle path here in Torvine through what used to be just a big expanse of green field. That green field is being peeled back now by some heavy machinery you can probably hear in the background in this area between Cwmbran and Pontypool. Now, there were plenty of protests among some about giving the go-ahead to this development of well over 1,000 houses on a greenfield site. Torvine Council still got the ultimate say as to whether this was going ahead or not. But those targets set by ministers, by the Welsh Government, have an impact here and across Wales in terms of how many new homes the government is expecting local authorities to build.
Well, I've set my search to anything from 70,000 to 190,000.
Emma Assender from Cwmbran is browsing for housing on the internet. She did have a place of her own, but
I think I got caught up in that thing that everyone else did. The recession happened, so that had a big effect.
Not being able to get back on the property ladder after she sold her flat to move for a job. Her only option, to move back in with mum and dad.
I would love politicians to really think more about making it easier to acquire properties. And I don't just mean to buy. I think it's a dream that I hold personally. But I don't think that's the be-all end-all. I think it's good to be able to have rent. The real hub of it is that we do need more houses.
Experts say we need around 12,000 houses built every year across Wales. But in 2015, only 6,800 were completed, just over half that number.
We're doing some things well in Wales, but what we really need in the housing field is to show more ambition.
Stuart Ropke is from Community Housing Cymru. It represents social landlords in Wales who house about 1 in 10 of the population. He says both private house builders and his members who get some public money to build houses need the next Welsh Government to come up with a better plan to build more houses.
We know that lower rents are absolutely key in closing that gap to work and getting people out of poverty. You know, one of the things we've called for in our manifesto is that where Welsh Government is making land available, where local authorities are making land available, the first priority on that land should be for affordable housing.
But what about our green fields, where private developers build big estates and make big profits? I asked Mark Harris from the House Builders Federation in Wales if that's the price we have to pay for more houses being built.
It's not about making the most money, it's about operating a business and being able to, you know, continue to operate that business, which employs people, direct staff, lots of subcontractors involved in the actual building of the property.
The Welsh Conservative Party is pledging a total of 70,000 houses during the next Assembly term, the most ambitious target, but it also claims it wants to give more power to local authorities, who aren't always keen on building lots of new houses. The UK Independence Party says it will incentivise building on former industrial land with grants of up to £10,000 per house, but it doesn't have any house building targets. Labour says it's already delivered 10,000 affordable homes in government and would deliver another 20,000 more if it's returned to power. It would also explore options for ending the practice of so-called land banking, where companies buy land and hold on to it speculatively. The Liberal Democrats say 20,000 affordable homes is their target and a freeze on the right to buy social housing for future tenants. Plaid Cymru says it will build 20,000 affordable homes and freeze right to buy too, but it would also bring in a national housing company to build new public rented houses. No party is ruling out building on green fields, and they all admit it will be up to private companies to deliver most of the new housing that we need